I don't think we often give enough thought to this particular passage of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, telling us that the greatest gift that he thinks the Father has ever given him is humanity. That is, there is nothing he values above us, above every single one of us. But what's really more shocking about this particular gospel occurs in the next sentence, something our lectionary left out. That as soon as Jesus told these people how much he values humanity, how grateful he is for this gift, the Jews take up stones and try to kill him. When they hear of his great love, their first thought is, we've got to get rid of this guy. And that's really not so shocking, because I don't think the world has changed much in 2,000 years. I think we tend to react the same way. Because imagine for a moment that an external observer got to look at the whole human race and was just asked the simple question, what do these people value above all? There is no way he would answer humanity, human life. He might say power or money, self-interest, or many other possible things, but he wouldn't say humanity. And in fact, if you look throughout history at the various human cultures, at nations that have risen and fallen and asked, what defined this nation? What did it seek above all? Again, the answer has never been human life. It has been power, freedom, rights, money, all sorts of things, but never human life. At no point in our history have we chosen to value that above all else. You see it even today. Listen to politicians talk and how they talk about issues. And invariably, what's it about? This is so-and-so's rights we're looking for. We're defending freedom, privacy. We're defending the economy. Think of the impact this will have economically. Never does anyone just sit and talk about for a moment what would show the greatest respect for human life. That's never been a question that we had. But it is time that we finally gave it a try, that we took Christ seriously in what he says. If he values human life above all else, then we should as well. There should be nothing that we hold of greater importance. Whenever we have to choose between human life and economics, we shouldn't even have to think about it. We should immediately go for human life. And the same is true of every other issue. But this is a bit abstract, of course. How do you go out tomorrow to the voting booth and say, I want to value human life above all else? So let me offer something very practical that I think we could try. No one's going to do it because we don't want to live with the consequences. But think for a moment of the war in Ukraine right now. What if, instead of allowing our politicians and leaders to decide this, instead, we decided tomorrow we're going to bring together all the mothers of the soldiers who have died on either side, sit them down, and let them conclude what needs to happen. Let them look one another eye to eye, see the humanity in one another, see the ones that they know their sons have either taken the other person's sons or see the eyes of the one who has taken theirs, and let them decide what peace would look like, what price is truly worth paying for all the things that our politicians are fighting about. We'll never do this, but I suspect if we would give it the chance, if we would let these people who truly paid the price make the decision, allowed them to value human life above all else, we would wake up to a new world, a world better than any that we've experienced before. We have never given Christianity an authentic chance to guide this world, and it has never worked out for us. Every nation that has risen has also fallen because they have all sought things that don't truly matter. It is time that we gave the gospel a chance, that we valued human life above all else and built a new world on those foundations. That is the only one that can bring us lasting happiness. And it is the only one that we have never tried.